The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist? If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness. A cold, black, terrible place with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life? In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me. Today we're going to talk about the essence of my message regarding the Almighty Creator, and then we'll look at the essential inhibitors of belief. Overview of today's program. We will look at the essence of my message regarding the Almighty Creator. In particular, we will note that he has always existed and that we exist because he was lonely. It is stressed that life on earth is a training and testing ground for heaven. It is pointed out that creation took place in an evolutionary manner and that Satan developed pride and rebelled. We note that Yah is Chesed, that is covenant love, and that heaven is a place of great beauty, peace, and love, and that Yahushua is the first and most powerful created being. We will then look at the essential inhibitors of belief. We'll look in the Creator, Yah. We'll look firstly at the lies about the Bible, then the lie of good, then disinformation about the satanic realm and the contest. Then we'll look at all forms of religion and also lies about death and the afterlife. We'll then look at lies about Jesus is God and other lies together with false names and false Sabbaths and creation and evolution lies as well as lies about the flood. Finally, we'll look at the lies about sexual celibacy versus sexual celebration, and those are also addressed. Finally, we will examine the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I am a strategic management consultant. I have over 28 years experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March 1993 when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which, when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, SlideShare, YouTube, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org, that's End Time Issue Ministries, one word, for more information. In particular, please see the compendium of important articles at the top of the menu that lists articles in a logical sequence relative to a typical journey with Yah. See also the webpage www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and podcast for previous broadcasts. You can also Google Relationship with Creator Radio on Google, and you will get links to a number of other libraries of the podcasts. So the first part of my message, the essence of my message regarding the Almighty Creator, this broadcast seeks to summarize the most important information about the Almighty Creator which every person should know. Point number one, He has always existed. The Almighty Creator has always existed. His true name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, not the Lord, not Adonai, not God, not G_D or G-D, not Hashem. Allah translates accurately as the Almighty, which is an accurate designation, although He prefers to be called Yah. Folks, this is really, really important. It's difficult to comprehend that Father has always existed, but it's a central part of understanding who we are, why we are, what we're here for. It's also vital to recognize that we were created, and there's several pages on the website that deal with creation. And if you have doubts about His existence, I would suggest that you go and have a look at those. So, point number two, we exist because Yah was lonely. At the start of creation, Father Yah was lonely and He wanted friends. So He set about creating an intelligent being with the ability to make choices, reason, and engage in rational conversation. We are the end product. He wants each and every human being alive today to become His friend, but almost no one knows this. Folks, another absolutely key point. Virtually nobody asks the question, why are we here? And we looked at that in last week's broadcast. You are here for one reason and one reason only. Father, who had existed from the beginning, was lonely. And so He set about creating intelligent beings that could engage in rational conversation and do things with Him. Us, in other words. And He went through a lengthy and complex creative process, starting with the creation of the elements, and then creating a huge mass of material, and then causing that material to explode outwards and form planets and solar systems, etc. And He did that, all of that, to create planet Earth, all of that to create you and me, so that we could be friends with Him. And if you're not a friend with Him, you're totally missing the point of your life. You're really wasting your time here. Point number three, life on earth is a training and testing ground for rank in heaven. Depending on the level of your relationship with the Creator at the time of your death, you will be rewarded for eternity, ranging from a high throne in heaven to rejected as a demon on earth, destined for the lake of fire and brimstone. See the webpage Demographics of the Kingdom on the website. Everything that happens on earth either qualifies one for a high rank in heaven or disqualifies one for a high rank in heaven. The friends sit on very high thrones with magnificent supernatural bodies, huge power, huge authority, huge prestige. Don't you want that for yourself? If you're an ambitious, results-oriented, achieving sort of person, I would think that you would want to go for that. Why do you want to end up as a demon on earth, stuck in your grave or in the crematorium oven or maybe haunting your grandchildren when you can sit on a high throne for heaven, in heaven for eternity? There's just so much confusion about this, so much wrong thinking, so much wrong teaching. I really encourage you to visit the website and read up on these things. The Demographics of the Kingdom will give you an idea of the different ranks in heaven. Really important stuff. Then creation took place in an evolutionary manner. It took place in an experimental, iterative, that is, evolutionary process of progressive refinement to achieve the desired outcome. So there are many planets suitable for life in some form. See our world today, history. Folks, there's so much confusion. A lot of intelligent, well-educated, scientific people believe in an evolutionary development of the planet, of the plants, of the animals, of human beings. And the fact is they're actually just about correct. The bit they're missing is that it didn't happen as some random stochastic evolutionary process. It happened as a carefully managed, experimental, creative process where each iteration, each increment of advancement was carefully thought out, carefully designed, carefully built until creation got to the point where it had been proven to a large extent with the different animals, etc., and the planet was stable, and Father was ready to create human beings. So we are the absolute epitome, the absolute crown of Father's creative process, a creative process that took place over millions of years. And it's really silly to believe it took place in seven periods of 24 hours. It's just not true. It took place in seven periods of indeterminate time. That's what the Hebrew says. So I really encourage you to rethink your beliefs on that one. And if you're an unbeliever who believes in evolution, well, creation took place in an evolutionary process by the Creator. So there's absolutely every evidence of the Creator. Point number five, Satan developed pride and rebelled. Well, his name was not Satan at the beginning. During the process of creation, the spirit being messenger or angel, we know today as Satan, he was then called Hillel, developed a manufacturing defect, in other words, pride, and he rebelled. This led to the contest in terms of which Satan is seeking to corrupt humankind completely, while the Almighty is seeking to keep us true to himself. Currently, Satan is winning the contest. See the page Real Contest on the website. Folks, there's so much wrong thinking here. Father set out to create these perfect beings that he could have pleasure in, that he could talk to, that he could reason with, that he could invent with, that he could build things, make things. And it all went wrong when Hillel developed pride, challenged Father. Father was going to throw him into the lake of fire and brimstone, which was the standard process for defective creation elements. And Satan challenged him and said, if you put me on earth with these human beings you're about to create for 7,000 years, I will corrupt them such that not one of them will believe that you exist. And if I succeed, then you will give me earth to rule forever. And Father took up the challenge. I mean, he said to me several times how deeply he regrets it. He got angry. He took up the challenge, and Satan has been winning ever since. So there are very few human beings today who really have a meaningful relationship with Father. Point number six, Yah is chesed, that is covenant love. He expects that of us. So love your enemies as yourself. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Are fundamental principles. He does not want us killing other people and committing suicide bombing atrocities to earn his approval. There is some really, really wrong, very, very harsh, very unpleasant thinking about the Almighty in certain quarters. And there's a piece about, if you take the Bible literally, if you take the Quran literally, if you take the Torah literally, you can end up in a situation where unrighteous people who are full of sin go around punishing other people who are full of sin for their sins, and stoning people, beating people, cutting off hands, triggering suicide bombs, all sorts of stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with the Almighty. He never intended those things to happen. That's not what it's about. It's about having a deep personal relationship with him. It's about being his friend. And mankind got so, so far off track that by the time of Noah, we really had no clue what it was about. And even after Noah, even after all the people were destroyed, we still did not get on track in terms of becoming his friends. So today, that is the message. You can become his friend. He wants you to become his friend. Point number seven, heaven is a place of great beauty, peace, and love for those who qualify to go there. There's a page on the website called Important Videos to Watch, and on that, there are a number of YouTube videos of people who have been taken to heaven, death, died and were brought back to life, people who were taken into heaven as visions. And heaven is a beautiful place. It's full of peace and love and joy and beautiful music and beautiful flowers and beautiful people. That's where we're intended to end up when we die. There's absolutely no reason to fear death, unless, of course, you've got unconfessed sin or you don't know Father intimately, in which case death is a pretty horrible thing to happen, but it's totally under your control. It's totally up to you to determine whether your death is going to be the most horrible thing that ever happened to you, or whether your death is going to be the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to you. It's entirely up to you. Nobody else. It's up to you. So if they're beating you and they eventually put you to death and you have a relationship with Father, you have nothing to fear. You can get out of that beaten up body and go to Father, secure in the knowledge that he loves you. Point number 8, Yeshua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus, is the first and most powerful created being. The man incorrectly called Jesus, whose true name is Yahushua, is the first created being who came to earth as a man, born of a virgin, lived a life free of sin, and died a terrible death to provide a way for you and me to be forgiven of our sins. This qualified him to become King of all human kings, Lord of all human lords, High Priest, Advocate, and offering for sin. He is seated at the right hand of the Almighty, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. If this happens, he will return to rule earth in around 3003, in other words, about 982 years from now. He is not coming soon. I hope this gives you a clear view of who the Almighty Creator is and why you are here. So just to go back to Yeshua for a minute. There's so much wrong thinking about him. He was massively anointed, and it was the Spirit of the Almighty, the anointing on Yeshua, that performed the miracles, that raised the dead, that allowed him to walk on the water, and so forth, allowed him to prophesy, allowed the Almighty to speak through him. But he is not God. He's not God in the flesh. He's not the Word of God. He is a human being, 100% human being. He died without sin. He never sinned in his entire life. Because of that, he was the firstborn from the dead, and he became King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he sits on the highest throne in heaven with a massively powerful supernatural body. So moving on, let's talk about the essential inhibitors of belief in Yah, the Creator. Virtually no one on earth today has true belief in the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing. In fact, less than 3 million people on earth today truly believe, and of those, over 2 million are in such great error that they are almost useless to the Creator. So given that the world is full of evidence of creation, why do the vast majority of human beings not believe in the existence of the Creator? This broadcast examines the essential inhibitors that get in the way of people believing in Yah. So folks, what we're looking at here, I have it that if you open your eyes and you look around you, whether you're eating an orange for breakfast, whether you are making a salad, whether you are decorating your home with flowers, whether you're out in a nature reserve looking at animals, whether you look at the house cat that's curled up on the sofa next to you, or the dog that's at your feet, and just look at yourself in the mirror. All of this speaks to a powerful creator, an imaginative creator, a loving creator. How you can live on this earth and have eyes to see what's all around you, the universe, the stars, the planets, everything, and not believe in creation. It beggars belief. I just don't get it. I just I understand that once upon a time I didn't get it either, but it's really, really crazy stuff, actually, when you think about it. So I'm going to talk about now the reasons why people don't believe, the things that get in the way of people believing. So the first thing, and probably the biggest single thing that stops people believing, is the Bible and all the foolish things that are claimed for it as the Word of God and without error, and all the church teaches and applies which is contrary to the Bible. People spend a huge amount of time studying the Bible in Bible schools, in Bible study, etc., instead of seeking deep personal relationship with the Creator and using the Bible as a useful resource and nothing more. Unbelievers instinctively see the foolishness of this, and this causes them to reject the teachings of the believers about the Creator, and results in belief in other foolish doctrines that supposedly correct the obvious errors of the believers. This applies not only to the Bible of the Christians, to the Torah of the Jews, and the Quran of the Muslims. They're all three very useful books recorded by human beings, no more than that. See the page The Bible for more information. Folks, the Bible is a little book, depending on what format it's printed, is about 1,300, 400 pages. To suggest that in the sum total of over 6,000 years that man has been on the planet, that is all the Almighty has written to us, is so silly that it's almost beyond comprehension. And then we wonder why unbelievers think the believers are crazy and that the God of the believers cannot be. It's just, folks, it's really so silly. I don't know what else to say, quite honestly. Then the second inhibitor is the lie of good. The lie that serving the Creator is about being good versus it is really about a deep personal relationship with Him. A huge number of people believe that in order to get to heaven, they must live good lives. The result is that there are billions of good people on earth today, but if the end were to come right now, less than 3 million of them would make it into the throne room. See the page, The Goal, the page, The Demographics of the Kingdom, and the page, The Real Contest, on the website for more information. Folks, I once had dinner with a professor who I deeply esteem, and we got talking about religion through talking about a business associate who had introduced me to this professor. And at the end of the dinner, when we were talking a bit about religion, this professor said to me, "You know what? As far as I'm concerned, it's just about being a good person." And I kind of wanted to scream, "That's not true." But I didn't know how to answer him at that time. And I've spent a lot of time over the ensuing years in really coming to understand that. Folks, there are billions of good people on the earth, people who do their best to live according to moral standards and according to the rules of their religion, etc. And not many of them are going to be in heaven when they die. Most of them are going to end up as ancestor spirits, demons, when they die, because they do not have a relationship with the Almighty Creator. Folks, the sole reason you're here is to have a relationship with Him. And if you don't have a relationship with Him, you're not going to go to heaven. It's that simple. Then disinformation about the satanic realm and the contest. Ignorance and disinformation relating to the satanic realm and the contest versus clear understanding of the satanic realm and the contest, coupled to acknowledgement that Yah made a huge mistake and the world is a mess as a consequence. Again, see the contest and also demonic masterminds direct. Folks, the minute you say that the Bible is the sole authority on the Creator, you lock yourself into a hugely incomplete body of knowledge. There is very, very little in the Bible that explains to you, or the Quran for that matter, or the Torah, that explains to you how the satanic and demonic realm works. You won't even find an entry in the Bible that says that if you die as an unbeliever, you'll end up as a demon. There is an oblique reference to Satan's rebellion. And so the result is that people know very little about the demonic. They know very little about the satanic. And therefore, they underestimate the power of that realm. They underestimate the extent to which this world is a mess because of that. They underestimate the extent to which the wars and the pandemics and the sicknesses and the fighting and the beating and the hating and the arguing and all the other ugly stuff is a result of the interference and the influence of the satanic and demonic realm. And then ultimately, the seven demonic masterminds direct all of this. They control all of this working with the satanic realm, the satanic angels. The next major inhibitor, number four, all forms of religion. Religion in all its forms of harsh, irrational, doctrinaire, forceful, legalitarian control that does not teach people to seek a deep personal relationship with the Almighty Creator is a massive inhibitor to belief. There are billions of people who go to church or shul or synagogue or mosque or temple or whatever, believing that they are serving the Creator and that they're going to some form of heaven. Folks, it's not true. This includes Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and all other religions in differing degrees. On the surface, all religions are good and caring, but once one tries to challenge wrong teachings, things change rapidly, such that most people fear challenging their religious leaders. Further, religion puts men in charge of the relationship of individuals with the Creator, instead of teaching individuals that the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with each individual. Most religious leaders make a business out of religion and harvest great sums of money from their followers. See the video, Why Seek Relationship Most Important, on the second line of the website menu. See also Critical Elements of Becoming a Friend, and also Religion. Folks, the reason there are so many religions on earth is because the satanic and demonic realm encourages them, because they get in the way of people having a relationship with the Creator. You achieve nothing by going to church or temple or mosque or whatever every week if it's not leading you closer to Father. And in my experience, virtually none of those places are doing that. And if they are, there are other things going on. You need to get a relationship with Him, not with your priest or your imam or your pastor or whatever. Point number five, lies about about death and the afterlife. Lies about death and belief that all go to heaven versus the fate of unbelievers as demons, unbelieving believers in the outer darkness, and believers in hell for their sins and then heaven. Failure to disclose that there are huge rewards for believers who really deliver, and a lack of a clear understanding of the different fates of believers and unbelievers. See the web pages, Where Are You Going? And What Is Required to Live Above Sin. Folks, if you don't know where you're going when you die, death is going to be a scary thing. If you are certain that you have a deep relationship with Father, that you're going to go to heaven when you die, that you've dealt with all of your sin, that you're going to qualify to sit on a high throne for eternity, why on earth would you want to continue living? The only reason I continue living is because I've got a job to do to lead other people to come to know Father the way I know Him, to know Him even more deeply than I know Him. If it wasn't for that, I would be out of here, folks. I have great certainty that heaven is a really, really blessed, pleasant place, and I can't wait to get there, to be quite honest. The next lie, Jesus is God, and other lies. Jesus is God, and God came to earth as a man, and God is a Trinity, and other irrational doctrines versus the truth that Yeshua, incorrectly called Jesus, was a human being with a deep personal relationship with the Creator and a very specific calling. See the webpage, Miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' Death. If you think that Jesus is God and God came to earth as a man and God died on a cross, that's a pretty pathetic God, if you don't mind me saying so. If you believe that Yeshua is a man, is and was a man, that He lived a life without sin, that He died in order to provide a sacrifice and an offering for forgiveness of sin. That he is King of human kings and Lord of human lords, and he's waiting for us to make his enemies his footstool. You will have a very, very, very different perspective on Yeshua, and an empowering perspective that you can look at it and say, when he said, I go to the Father so that you can do greater works than I did, it becomes absolutely doable. You can get filled with the Spirit of the Almighty. You can get to a place where you move in power and authority. You can get to a place where you heal the sick. You can get to a place where you preach and thousands of people's lives are changed. If you believe this whole nonsense of Jesus as God, etc., it is really, really disempowering. Rather believe he's the truth, which is he's a human being, and set out to do greater works than he did. Then false names and false Sabbaths. Use of false names like Jesus, God, the Lord, etc., and false Sabbaths like Christmas and Easter and so forth by believers. Together with ignorance of the true names, Yah and Yahushua, and the true Sabbaths and feasts and fasts. See the web pages, True Names, True Sabbaths, Satanic Feasts, Sunday Pagan. Folks, God is a meaningless, pointless, pagan name. It has no power, it has no authority, it's an insult to Father, it's a useless word. And it means that everybody can talk about God and not talk about Father. The Lord is similarly. Jesus similarly. They have real names. Father is Yah, Y-A-H, as in Yah the eternally self-existing, as in Yahweh or Yahuwah. And Yahushua is a meaningful, powerful Hebrew name, which means Yah is salvation. So when Mary, was told to call her unborn child Yahushua, it was a prophetic statement that he was coming to save his people. And that said, Yahushua was a fairly common Hebrew name at the time. The man who brought Israel into the promised land, commonly called Joshua, actually Yahushua. There was a priest called Joshua, also Yahushua. And the Sabbaths, folks, Christmas, Easter, horrible pagan feasts, don't touch them with a barge pole. Then point number 8, lies about creation and evolution. Instantaneous creation in 6 periods of 24 hours versus 6 periods of indeterminate duration and an evolutionary manner. Fundamentally different. 6 periods of 24 hours is just mechanically impossible. It's just really stupid. And unbelievers see that, so they don't believe. And the foolishness of evolution without a creative agency. Folks, if you've got eyes to see and you look at this thing called evolution, you will see that there's the hand of a creative agency throughout it. It's really silly to believe in evolution without a creator. And so we see on the one hand, many believers championing 6 periods of 24 hours because the Bible says so. When in actual fact, the original Hebrew refers to 6 periods of indeterminate duration. And so an unbeliever with almost no knowledge of the laws of physics can see that creation cannot possibly have taken place in 6 24-hour periods, and also that there is no need for this, and therefore they reject everything to do with the Bible and everything to do with the belief set and the religion and the beliefs of those who espouse such foolishness. This in turn gives rise to the counterpoint foolishness that this all came together over millions or billions of years with some sort of innate intelligence through something called Mother Nature, which has just about all the attributes of the Almighty, but which is not the Almighty. Look at the web pages, Mother Nature, meaningless pseudonym, cannot save, and evolutionary creation is reality. Folks, so important to get these things right. I've talked about them several times in this broadcast. Then lies about the flood. Believers claim that God created all the mountains, valleys, etc. in one 24-hour day, and the flood of Noah was the consequence of simple rainfall, because that is what the Bible indicates. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. This totally ignores the evidence of massive tectonic disruptive forces and water forces in a short space of time. Alternatively, unbelievers claim that the current surface of the earth was shaped gradually over millions or billions of years versus the reality of a massive cataclysmic tectonic and hydraulic disruptive event which totally mashed up the surface of the earth quite recently. See the web pages Global Catastrophe Redefines Evolution and Proof of Global Flood for more information. Folks, if you get rid of the idea that this very complex, very distorted, very disrupted topography of the earth was somehow magically created by the Almighty or somehow magically evolved itself through just internal forces, you're going to be confused. You're going to be thinking the wrong thing. There was a massive, massive, massive event that saw an ice comet strike the earth, melt, submerge the surface of the earth, tilt the earth on its axis, knock it out of its circular orbit around the sun, put tidal waves running around the planet, split the crust of the earth so that there were massive volcanoes and other things. Completely different picture. Have a look at the web pages. And then celibacy versus sexual celebration. Some religions advocate celibacy as the ideal, the highest and perfect state, with no thought to continuing the species, versus the reality that Yah created sex to be greatly enjoyed within a closed family unit. So many unbelievers are put off belief because they are given to understand that religion requires that they should not enjoy sexual intercourse in any form, whereas the truth is that Father blesses uninhibited sexual congress within a committed and exclusive union of one man with one or more women. See the page 6 on the website. So in conclusion, I hope that this helps you to put the debate about belief and unbelief in some sort of context that enables you to clearly choose to serve the Almighty and equips you to better share your faith with those who do not believe. Coming back to the sexual thing, folks, it's really silly to believe that the highest spiritual state is celibacy when Father created sex for procreation in order to bring about the continuation of the species. The unbelievers fornicate and enjoy sex, or some of them do. And the believers, for the most part, don't fornicate, but they also don't enjoy sex. So the key thing here as a believer is to stay within the confines of your covenant union and to enjoy sex. It's not an or. So I hope that all of these things that I've shared with you will help you to see that there's some really quite foolish things that get in the way of your belief. So to wrap up, I want to ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose, and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. Folks, You can live the rest of your life ignoring the Creator, but then don't be surprised when you die and you find that He's going to ignore you for eternity. On the other hand, you can actively start seeking a deep relationship with Him. Go to my website, www.endtimeissueministries.org. There's over 1,000 web pages, over 1,000 articles. Huge body of information that will allow you to get really close to the Father. There's an article, Seven Components of Drawing Close, written under a strong anointing. Whole lot of steps that will help you to get close to Father. I encourage you to go and look at that web page. You can download the article as a PDF. There's a lot of useful stuff written over 20 years. And I encourage you to go and look at that. So to recap, key documents and a video on the main menu web pages. See the compendium of important articles, the video, Why Seek Relationship, the miracle of Yeshua's death, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, seven components in drawing close to the Creator, recommended worship, the Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, where will you spend eternity, the essence of my message to Christians, etc., etc., etc. All available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in the series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 until May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page on the website. And I publish regular email articles. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list, or to seek counsel or prayer, to give me feedback or ask me questions. It seems that the question facility on the broadcast is not working correctly at the moment. So if you have questions, please email me there. It's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Google search for End Time Issue Ministries and you'll find it. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search gives you a large range of Google functionality to search the entire website. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast, or if you find that you can't ask on the webpage, or if you're not sure, please email me. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week, same time, when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, it is so important to realize that you can become a powerful friend of the Almighty. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter your education. It doesn't matter your wealth. Black, white, colored, whatever. Your tribe, your race. He's not worried about that. He wants a relationship with you, irrespective. Don't let anybody tell you that you cannot get close to Father because you don't have the right genes or the right bloodline or whatever the case may be. You, who's listening to me right now, can, if you do the work, become a friend of the Creator. If you're interested in that, email me and I will coach you, I will support you, I will help you. I have people that I talk to daily by email and people I talk to on Zoom to help them to draw close to Father. That's my calling. That's my mission. Please contact me. Thank you so much. Good night. Father.